the point is, we've ended up with this false choice between the very badly botched deal that the Prime Minister presented to Parliament yesterday, or no deal. And neither of them deliver for jobs or the economy. Neither of them deliver for business either. I mean, both of them have huge amounts of uncertainty stretching into the long distance.
And, sure, and those well, are the reasons I mean, we know you're no fan of her deal, but if yeah. you are going to put your plans in place, and we'll get to what exactly they would entail in a moment, but yeah, sure. you will need an extension, you will need either an election or a referendum.
Well, there are a number of steps that would need to happen. I think I heard in that clip, there simply isn't a majority in Parliament for this. I mean, that was very, very clear yesterday in the debate. I mean, you're looking at over 80 Conservative MPs being against it, along with all of the opposition parties now, including the Conservatives' partner, the DUP. So it's simply not going to get through. So there's going to need to be an alternative. And I made the point yesterday to the Prime Minister that she needs to bring this back to Parliament for an alternative. Now, there needs to be a vote that determines what that view is in Parliament, and I think we need to find a majority view in Parliament and then move forward. And once we have a majority view in Parliament, the government, I think, should take that on board and go back to the European Union on that basis.
Sure, but
you're right. We're going to need more time to work that through. But it's absolutely essential that we get this right and that we don't rush into something we're not pushed into something by Theresa May and the government that is actually in the long term going to be very bad for the country.
I'm going to put it to you one more time. He said, so this is Professor of EU Law, Steve Pearce, said that renegotiating won't be enough to push the EU into extending Article 50. It will have to be some kind of major democratic change, an election or a referendum. Is that something you're working towards?
Well, there are so many steps to get through. In the end, you're right, I'll take his advice because he's the legal expert. But if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
In that case, then you have a deal that you are looking to put to the EU, a replacement to Theresa May's. You've spoken about six tests over and over again, but those are not something that the EU is going to take on board as a replacement deal. They have continually said that it would be having your cake and eating it.
Well, no, because the negotiating terms of reference that Michel Barnier has include the option of the kind of arrangement that Norway has at the moment of being the EEA. Now, that's with the addition of a customs union, very similar to what we've been putting forward, which is a comprehensive customs union and a new single market deal that looks after the common standards and regulations that business relies on. That's the permanence, that's the certainty that the economy needs, that business needs, that working people need.
Sure, and Norway obviously is part of the free movement area, so would that be something that Labour would be pushing for, the continuation of freedom of movement for workers and for EU citizens?
Well, what we need is an immigration system that works for the economy and for communities, not something that's driven by arbitrary targets. And I'm afraid what we've had from the Prime Minister has been these arbitrary targets that just don't work for employers.
Sure, you dodged that question, though. Freedom of movement, yes or no?
Well, but that's what the negotiations are going to need to be about, because clearly freedom of movement is one of the reasons people voted to leave the European Union. So we're going to need to make some kind of change there.
But this is the crucial element. This is the difficult kind of choice that negotiators would have to make. So you are pushing for access to the single market, the internal market, which is exactly the same as we have now, the exact same benefits. That's one of your six tests. Now, the EU have been consistent throughout. They've said that the four freedoms, including the freedom of movement, are indivisible in terms of single market membership. So freedom of movement, yes or no?
Well, the six tests, and you mentioned the exact same benefits, we're quoting David Davis, who was the Brexit secretary at the time. We're holding the government to account on what they said all the way from the start of the negotiations on what would be an acceptable deal. So that's why we had the success the way we did. as to what we end up with, that's part of the negotiation. And we think this from the conversations that have been going on over the last couple of years with people in the EU. And I think Donald Tusk's comments yesterday about this being a lose-lose deal when he's talking about what the Prime Minister's come forward with. I think what Leo Varadkar, the Irish Taoiseach, said as well, demonstrate that there is an appetite in across the EU for a better deal and a different agreement. So, you know, I think we are pushing in an open deal. I think there is a degree of pragmatism because the EU needs the City of London, the EU needs the common rule book in a number of areas, not least in aviation. Sure. Yeah, that's why I think it's possible to do these things.
Shadow Minister, one more time before I let you go, we are running out of time, but this is something, a certainty that businesses and that voters would be looking for, which is that you've talked about the exact same benefits of the single market. Many of them would see freedom of movement as one of those benefits, but many, as you have pointed out, voted on the basis that that would end. Just so that we know, what is Labour's position here? Is freedom of movement something that you would be looking to retain after leaving the European Union?
We're clearly going to need to change freedom of movement and get a new deal with the single market. That has been our position for the last 2 years, but it's got to suit the needs of the economy. And, you know, I think most people I talk to, I've talked to Leavers, I've talked to Remainers, most people would sign up to that. And this is about the pragmatism of what the EU needs as well as what we need. And from what we've been told in discussions over the last 2 years, that is negotiable and it's achievable. And that's why we're proposing it.
Shadow Business Minister Bill Eston, thank you very much indeed for joining me.